Well, good evening, and welcome to high school football. The second game of our doubleheader tonight is the Wausau East Lumberjacks travel out of central Wisconsin for the first time this year and come to Appleton. We are on the banks of the Fox River, just across from the campus of Lawrence University at the Banta Bowl. And tonight the Lumberjacks will take on the Terrors of Appleton West, two teams that are desperate for a victory. Both are 0-3 coming in, and both have not been able to stop the three opponents they have faced so far this season. The Lumberjacks have been outscored 155-31. Appleton West has been outscored 142-21. Something's got to give tonight, you would think. And we'll see what happens here in just a few moments as we'll get started with this one. Both of these teams are 0-1 in the Valley Football Association North Division and 0-3 overall. If we take a look at the games that they have played already, Appleton West opened back on August 23rd against Neenah. Of course, Neenah coached by former Lumberjack coach Steve Young. And he has the Neenah Rockets playing well. They beat Appleton West in the opener 42-13. The Terriers then took on Oshkosh North back on August 30th, lost 63-8. And then Wausau West beat Appleton West last week by a score of 37-0. For the Lumberjacks, it was a couple of interdivision games. They lost to Wisconsin Rapids 42-28. They actually looked pretty good in that game, despite the loss. But the last 2 weeks, not so much. On August 30th, it was Marshfield dismantling the Lumberjacks 56-0. And last week, Kimberly, one of the top teams in the state, had no problems at Tom Field. They beat East 57-3. We'll come back with the starting lineups and get set to go. It's East and West. That's Wausau East and Appleton West tonight right here on Fox Sports AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Second pregame segment coming back in 3, 2, 1. Tom King back here at the Banta Bowl in Appleton as we get set for the opening kickoff of tonight's game. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, defensively for Appleton West, Jake Zaruba, a 5'9", 175-pound senior. Marco Flores, 5'5", 135-pound junior, will be a defensive back. Kevin Arneson, 5'10", 155-pound senior defensive back. Nate Mack, 6', 150-pound senior linebacker. Ty Zaremski is a 5'8", 165-pound senior defensive back. Connor Larson, a 5'10", 210-pound junior linebacker. Ben Wettengel, 5'11", 195-pound senior linebacker. Dominic Thompson, 5'11", 190-pound junior. Ben Kern is a 5'10", 170-pound sophomore. And up front, we've got Robert Otto, 6'4", 310-pounder, and Peter Lowe, 6'2", and he's listed at 400 pounds. He's a junior defensive lineman for head coach Brett Engen, assisted by Paul Engen, Craig Larson, and Ed Smrek, Shane Porter, Doug Sunke, Ross Mortensen. For the Lumberjacks, offensively, it'll be Bryce Widmark, quarterback, the 6'3", 200-pound senior. The running back, Brennan Becker, 5'9", 185-pound junior. The wideouts, Jake Justison, 5'10", 170-pound senior. Cam Gritzmacher, 6'2", 195-pound senior. And Tim Nass, 5'11", 150-pound junior. Up front for East High offense, Lewis Nass, 6'1", 190-pound senior. Hunter Herter getting a start tonight at a guard. He's a 5'11", 205-pound junior. Also, Ian Corbett, 5'9", 195-pound senior. Austin Cummings, 6'2", 250-pound senior. And Eric Stein, 6', 185-pound senior. As far as tight end goes, we expect it'll be Sean Wilson. He is back dressed tonight, and he was the starter before he was hurt his knee in the opener and hasn't played since. Wilson, a 6'4", 240-pound senior. For head coach Scott Malliott, assisted by Dave Laskowski, John Boulanger, John Cayley, Tony Hall, John Lakis, Dave Romanski, and Phil Sturm. We'll come back with a kickoff. We're just about set to go here. It's high school football, game two of our doubleheader, Appleton West, Wausau East, coming up here on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here in Appleton as we get set for the kickoff of tonight's matchup between the Lumberjacks and the Terrors of Appleton West. As we mentioned, both of these teams 0-3 coming in, looking for their first win of the season. East won a toss, and defer. They will hit the ball to begin the second half, so the East defense will take the field first, and it has been a tough year so far for the Lumberjack defenders. They have had problems tackling. They have had problems in the speed department. We'll see if this matchup is any better for East here tonight. It certainly, you would think, has to be, because Appleton West has had trouble scoring points as well. They're coming off a shutout last week to Wausau West. Lumberjack football is brought to you in part by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law, proud supporter of local high school sports, wishing all of the area athletes a successful season, and also by Glenry Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand. Glenry Radiators, serving the community since 1964 on Wausau's northeast side. East is in white jerseys, red numerals, red helmets, and black pants tonight. Appleton West is in orange jerseys with white numerals, white helmets, white pants. And they will head out of the field to kick off here, and we'll be underway. This is a great setting for high school football, the Bonta Bowl, just across the Fox River from the campus of Lawrence University. It's where Lawrence plays their football games. It's an amphitheater that is down off College Avenue, right next to the Fox River. So Bryce Widmark ready to kick off. And we are underway. High end over end kick, going to be fielded at about the 7-yard line, and the Terriers will bring it ahead. Cutting it back now, middle of the field, it's an opening, and out across the 30 to about the 35. And I believe that is Marco Flores, who will take the return out across the 35. Good return. There was an open lane up the middle. And a good field position for Appleton West as they begin here. First and 10 from their own 36-yard line. The quarterback for the Terriers is Ethan Herbst, 6 foot, 180-pound sophomore. And he is under center. Matt Reeder, wide receiver, comes in motion. They're going to hand it off, try a sweeper on the left side. They've got some running room, cut back out across the 40 to about the 42. And it was Marco Flores on the run that picked up first down yardage, picked up about 12 on, make that about 8. Second down and a long 2, maybe 3. He cut it back after he couldn't get around the corner. Good holding up the corner that time with the Lumberjacks. That's something they have struggled with so far this year as well. Final snap, the ball is loose, and the quarterback, Herbst, I believe, fell on it. Or somebody did, or does East have it? They say they have it. Let's see what the officials decide as they unpile it. And it's going to be Lumberjack football coming out of the pile there with it for East. It is Aiden Shine. And the Lumberjacks get a turnover here in the early going, and they'll go on offense in Appleton West territory at the 44-yard line. The snap was not handled by Herbst. Came off his hands, and Aiden Shine was able to fall on it. And East gets an early turnover, and let's see what they can do on offense here. Lumberjacks have played mostly in a no huddle. They've got the plays all on their wrists. Color and number coded. Sean Wilson is in the game, and he has slid out wide left. Widmark out of the pistol. Three in the backfield with him. And they're going to hand it off to Becker. Becker is going to break a tackle, break another tackle, get it down inside the 35 to about the 34. And that's going to be close to first down yardage, and I think it's going to be a first down. Pick up about 11 on the carry for Brendan Becker. So a good start for the Lumberjacks. First play results in a first down. First and 10 East. The ball at the 33-yard line. And now we get early movement. One of the Lumberjacks moved. That'll be a penalty against East. That'll back them up a little bit. It looked like moving that time was Eric Stein. And it will move him back 5 yards. Back to the 39-yard line. First down and 15 for East. Widmark out of the pistol. Once again, different formation than we've seen with the three backs in the backfield. They give it to Becker. Gaddy cuts back, gets back maybe four of the penalty yards, got it back to about the 35. They're going to mark him down about the 36. So call it a pickup of about three or four on a carry for Becker. It'll be second down and a long 12. And they immediately come back to the line. They won't huddle very often tonight. Widmark takes the snap. They're going to hand it off to Becker again. He cuts back. He's got a hole. And going to get it down near the 31. That's going to be a pickup of about five or six. They're down at a long seven for the Lumberjacks. Obviously, East has had some success through the year this year, but they have yet to do that here tonight. See if they decide to do it here, third and long. Wilson has split wide left. And Cam Gritzmacher is wide right. They're going to go to the air. They're going to try Gritzmacher, and the ball is overthrown. He cut toward the sideline, and Widmark missed him. I would imagine East will go for it here from this spot on the field, although Widmark's got the leg to kick a field goal from here if that's what they want to try. Fourth down at about seven. And it looks like they're going to go for it here. Jake Justice checks in the game. He and Cam Gritzmacher will split wide right. Wilson and Tim Nass wide left. Four receivers in a formation. Widmark out of the gun. They've got single coverage on Nass. Widmark back to pass. He looks. He pump fakes. Now he rolls out. Avoids pressure. Still has time. Still looking. Now he throws. And it's picked off. And back the other way down the sidelines. Cutting it back. And Appleton West will get the turnover here and bring it back to about the 42-yard line. So Widmark had all the time in the world when he threw to the near sideline, and it was picked off. And it will be Appleton West football at their own 43-yard line. So Appleton West comes to the line for the second possession of the game. They only added two plays and fumbled. 9:34 to play here, first quarter, no score. High backfield. You heard Coach Mallion talk that Appleton West will mix it up. They give it to the deep man in the eye. That's Flores. He's nailed as soon as he comes near the line of scrimmage. And maybe got a yard, not much more than that. On the stop for the Lumberjacks was Matt Grady. Second down and about, he had an 8-2, so call it second down and 8. It's a good hit by Grady right there. Flores was able to fall forward and pick up a couple. Second down and 8. Receivers left and right. Matt Reeder wide to the right. High backfield again behind Herbst. They're going to play action this time and roll out. He's got a throw, and it's going to be overthrown out of bounds. Incomplete. Tried to get it to Nick Hippus, and well out of bounds. Third down now, and 8. Lumberjack football brought to you in part by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Just underway here, and each team has turned the ball over once. Appleton West on a fumble, East on an interception on a fourth down and long. Third down and 8 for Appleton West as they come to the line. Man in motion out of the gun. And this time the quarterback's going to keep it, and he's going to be ramped up and dropped after a short gain short of the first down. Making the stop for the Lumberjacks was Andy Cravens, and it's going to be fourth down in a punting situation. Only picked up about three or four on that carry. And it should be a punting situation. The ball just shy of midfield at about the 49-yard line. Jake Justison will drop back, expecting this punt. Matt Reeder is the punter for Appleton West. I think maybe, you know, the spot of the field, they think about a fake, but Reeder's going to punt it away. It's a high, booming punt. Justison is going to catch it and try to return it across the 20, 25, cuts back, and then he's going to be wrapped up and snowed under at about the 25. They're going to give him forward progress to about the 27, and that's where East will start this drive, first and 10 from their own 27-yard line. We want to send out congratulations to the Wausau East volleyball team. They have started the season in fine fashion, ranked 10th in the state. And what a big matchup over the Wausau West Warriors last night. And Zaromski and his team playing very well so far this season. All right, East comes to the line. Bryce Widmark out of the gun. Four receivers in the formation this time. Three to the left, one to the right. Widmark wants to throw. He looks, he throws. He's got a man that's complete. And that's Nash out across the 35 to about the 36-yard line. Tim Nash on the catch. Going to be short of the first down. It'll be about second down and one. So call it a pickup of 9 on the catch for Tim Nash. Tighter formation this time. Cam Gritzmacher is wide right. They're going to give it on the ground. This is Becker, and he's going to get first down yardage out to the 40. It's a pickup of about 4 on the carry for Brennan Becker. And so far, the Lumberjacks running the football much better. They've got 23 yards on 4 carries. They had negative rushing yardage in last week's game against Kimberly for the entire game. Two receivers left, one right this time. Widmark got to the pistol. It's a snap to Becker, direct snap, and he's going to run and break a tackle. First down yards and more, down the far sideline. And he is going to be corralled at about the 33-yard line. So a little trickeration for the Lumberjacks. And a pickup of about 29 yards, maybe 27. Call it 27 yards on the carry for Becker. It was a direct snap right to Becker. And he broke a tackle and then went down the far sideline. First and 10 Lumberjacks at the Appleton West 32. Widmark is going to hand it off again. This is Becker right side. Actually, not Becker this time. This is Matt Grady on the carry. Grady takes the ball and powers through one tackle attempt. Got it down inside the 30 to about the 28. Call it 4 on the pickup for Grady. So we're seeing some changes to the attack. Matt Grady getting some work in the backfield here tonight. They also have Marcus Welsh lined up in the backfield as a blocker. They give it to Grady again, left side this time, powering down inside the 25 to about the 24. Grady on the carry. Pickup of about 4 on the carry. And it'll be third down and about 2. Maybe 1. Gave a pretty good mark down to about the 23-yard line, so call it third down and 1. Another tight formation. Lots of blockers in the backfield. Widmark's going to give it to Becker this time, and he didn't get much, but I think he got enough. He didn't need much. Ball forward near the 22-yard line. Depends on where they mark it, but I think he should have enough for the first down, and they're going to, looks like they're going to measure. Now they're going to call it a first down. Call it a pickup of 2 on the carry for Becker. And they're going to mark the ball at about the 22-yard line. First and 10, Lumberjacks moving the football. The two fullbacks are to the right this time. They're going to pitch and try to get it around the corner. Becker bobbles for a moment. Now he cuts back down inside the 20 near the 15. Pickup of about 7 on the carry for Brennan Becker. And the Lumberjacks out will mark them down at about the 16-yard line. 5:36 to play here. First quarter, still no score, but the Lumberjacks are driving. And they have it second down at about 4 near the 16-yard line. Once again, no huddle. Lumberjacks immediately come to the line. Widmark's under center this time. He doesn't take a lot of snaps under center. Now he wants to throw. Rolls out to his left. Throw. He's got a man in the open. Touchdown, Lumberjacks. Jake Justison. Too many men in the pass pattern that time for Appleton West to contend with, and Justison was wide open in the end zone. Widmark rolled out to his left and hit him with the touchdown pass, and East is on the board here first, 6-0. Widmark will attempt the extra point. Justison is the holder. Sam Romanski, the long snapper. Snap is good. Now you get a whistle before the kick. Widmark knocks it through, but there was a whistle before the kick, and it is going to be offside against Appleton West. So now let's see if East decides they want to go for two here, as they will mark the ball half the distance to the goal line. Going to be down at the 1 yard line. I would think that they're going to kick it anyway. Most of the time when that happens, you see teams go for two, but they will take the point here if Widmark can knock it through. The snap is there, the kick is up, and the kick is good. And the Lumberjacks lead at 7-0. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. 5-11 to play here. First quarter, Lumberjacks have the lead, 7-0. 23-yard touchdown pass for Bryce Widmark to Jake Justison. Puts the Lumberjacks on the board. East Football is brought to you in part by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. All right, Widmark will boot it away here. And it's a high end-over-end kick again. Going to be fielded at about the 7 yard line. And this is Flores again. Cuts it back up the middle. He's got a lane, but he's knocked down as he crosses the 25 out to about the 27 or 28. That looks like a setup return right there for the Terriers. They did that the first time as Flores looked like he was going to go left and then cut it up the middle, and he had a little bit of an alley, but one of the Lumberjack special teamers was there to make the tackle. And it'll be first down Appleton West at their own 28-yard line. Herbst brings them to the line. He's under center eye, backfield behind him. Flores, the deep man in the eye. He wants to pass, and the pass is, might have been tipped. Is that a backwards pass? No, they're going to call it an incomplete pass. I don't know if that ball was tipped or it slipped out of his hand, but it was coming out of his hand sideways. He was trying to get a pass out along the line of scrimmage, and it fell incomplete. Call it second down and 10. I think he might have just lost the handle on that, and it came out of his hand sideways. They split a man out wide left again and wide right. High backfield behind Herbst under center. They're going to give it to Flores straight up the middle, falling forward across the 30 to about the 32. Call it a pickup of about 4 on the carry. Aiden Schein makes the stop for the Lumberjacks. Actually, that was Zaremski on the carry at that time for Appleton West. They're going to play action again. He's rushed out, throws to the sideline. It's incomplete. Might have been tipped. And a good defensive play right there by Adam Lenar, who might have tipped that one away. I think it might have been incomplete anyway, too far and out of bounds. It's going to bring up a fourth down and another punting situation for Appleton West. So Jake Justison will drop back near his own 32-yard line. Matt Reeder's first punt was pretty good. But he should be able to get decent field position here. Reeder standing about at his own 19-yard line. Snap is high and wobbly. Here comes East. It's blocked. And the ball is going to take a Appleton West bounce, but then grabs the 40-yard line. East will have it. And getting in there to block the punt was Matt Grady. That snap was slow and wobbling, and Reeder had no chance as Grady came slicing in and got a hand on it. And so the Lumberjacks will start in Appleton West territory at the 40-yard line. Pretty good start here for East after struggling mightily the first 3 weeks of the season. And Widmark out of the pistol here. Wants to throw. Straight drop back. Looking, he's got time. They want to go deep. They've got Pritchmark coming behind the defense. And the ball a bit under throw. He goes up and it's incomplete. Kevin Arneson was there on the coverage. Boy, if Widmark had got a little more anger under that pass, Gritzmacher had a step on Arneson, but he had to stop and wait for the ball, and it was incomplete. Second down and 10. Wilson is the fullback in the pistol this time. They give it to Becker. He goes straight up the middle, dragging bodies down near the 35. That'll be a pickup of about 5 on the carry for Brennan Becker. And it'll bring up a third down and 5 now for the Lumberjacks. They use Sean Wilson as a big blocking fullback that time. Wilson is a load. He's 6'4", 240. Good to see him back in the lineup after missing a couple of weeks and most of the first game as well with an injury. Widmark wants to throw. Well, come back out of justice, and he's got blockers. Pushed down and more, and then knocked out of bounds on the far sideline, but not before he gets down near the 20-yard line. Going to be about a pickup of 15 on the pass and catch for Justison. And it's a first down for East Walmart just inside the 20-yard line. Lumberjacks leading 7-0 and knocking on the door again. Widmark out of the gun. Tight formation this time. Just two receivers in the pattern. They're going to give it to Becker. No, it's going to be a fake to Becker, and Widmark's going to keep it. Can he get the corner? No. He's knocked down to 20. Bryce Widmark's not fast enough to get around the corner. That was sort of like a read option play where they fake the handoff to Becker up the middle, and Widmark tries to get around the corner, but he just doesn't have the wheels for that. And Appleton West was able to stretch it out and make the tackle, maybe for a loss of 1. And it'll bring up a second down at 11. Now a little confusion as East lines it up. 5 receivers in the pattern this time. Widmark alone in the gun. Snap is good. He looks. Here comes the rush. He throws. He's got a man. That's complete to Nash. Breaks the tackle inside the 10 and then going to be knocked down around the 9. That's going to be about an 11-yard pickup. And another first down. It's going to be first down and goal for the Lumberjacks. Ball marked at about the 9-yard line. Widmark is 4 out of 6 so far tonight with a touchdown and an interception. Becker in the backfield out of the pistol. They're going to give it to Becker this time. Tries the left side, and he's going to fall forward near the 6. Pickup of maybe 3 on the carry for Brennan Becker. His 9th carry of the night so far. Down near 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Lumberjacks leading 7-0. Widmark looks over. They flash the signs in from the sidelines, and then they look at their wristbands to check and see what the play is. Widmark out of the pistol again. Again, they give it to Becker straight up the middle this time. Powering forward in the end zone, touchdown. Brennan Becker just put his head down, both hands on the ball. There was a little seam, and he takes it in. A 6-yard touchdown run for Brennan Becker, and it's 13-0 in Lumberjacks. So he takes advantage of the short field on the blocked punt. And Brennan Becker takes it in from 6 yards out. Widmark will line up to kick the extra point. Snap is good. Kick is up, and the kick is good. A minute 39 to play first quarter, 14-0 East. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. And we're back here at the Bonta Bowl in Appleton as East will get ready to kick it off. They lead it here 14-0. 23-yard touchdown pass from Bryce Widmark to Jake Justison, and now a 6-yard touchdown run by Brennan Becker. And Widmark will kick it off. East football brought to you in part by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. Widmark puts the boot to it. Another high end-over-end kick taken at about the 7. This is Flores again. Straight up the middle, now he tries to cut it back outside. Not there. Good containment by East, but Flores stays on his feet, fighting for yardage out across the 30 to about the 31. And he got those last 6 yards all on his own as he had East tacklers draped all over him. And so Appleton West will start at their own. They're going to mark him down to 31. They have not been able to do much offensively so far. Ethan Herbst, sophomore quarterback, will work out of the gun this time. Two receivers left, one to the right. He's going to hand it off up the middle. Not much there, maybe a couple. Falling forward to maybe to 33. Connor Larson carries that time. Picks up about three, call it second down and seven, a long seven. Clock goes down to a minute to play here in the first quarter. Two receivers wide left, eye backfield, actually offset with Herbst out of the gun. They're going to pitch it left this time. This is trying to get the corner, and they won't do it. Good containment by the Lumberjacks. And making the tackle was Adam Lenar. On the carry was Ty Zaremski. Maybe he got a yard. Third down and a long six, call it seven. Ball resting at about the 34-yard line. Terrors come to the line. Two receivers right, two to the left. Out of the gun. Herbst wants to throw, rolls right, throws. He's got a man, but he well overthrew his intended receiver, Matt Reeder. Would have been short of a first down anyway, but it was well overthrown, and another punting situation for the Terrors, fourth down. So the Lumberjack defense, obviously the matchup is better speed-wise here as they are able to contain the corner against this team, something they were unable to do against Wisconsin Rapids, Marshfield, or Kimberly. Matt Reeder will punt from his own 21-yard line. Jake Justison standing back at about his own 32. Snap is high again. This time Reeder's able to get it away. It's high and short. Justison's going to let it bounce. Bounces straight up in the air, and then it's going to be down at about the 33, 34-yard line. That's where East will start. First and 10 from their own 34. Lumberjack football is brought to you in part by the Bone and Joint Center. Are you injured? Why wait until tomorrow when you can see an orthopedic specialist today? Welcome to the new Bone and Joint Walk-In Care, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Lumberjacks come to the line. They're immediately going to send off four receivers into the formation. Becker is alone behind Widmark out of the gun. East wants to throw. Widmark looks. They throw a little screen out to Becker. Becker makes one man miss, but he can't get away. Good tackle over there for a loss. Becker couldn't get away from Joel Juarez. And it's going to be second down and about 12, a loss of two. Complete pass, but a loss of two. Makes it second and 12, and now that'll be the end of the first quarter. One quarter in the books, and it's been pretty good for the Lumberjacks. They lead it here 14-0. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at the Bonta Bowl in Appleton. We go to quarter number two, East leading 14-0. And they have the football. Second down and 12 from their own 31-yard line. Maybe the 32. Call it 32. Tight formation. Receivers left and right. Double wing formation this time for Widmark. They're going to give it to Becker up the middle, and he gets some positive yardage out across the 35 to about the 36. Call it a pickup of about three or four on the carry for Becker. And it'll bring up a third down and long. Third and nine. For the Lumberjacks. Nass comes out wide left to the near side. Gritzmacher wide right. Another double wing formation. Widmacher, quick pass and a slant to Gritzmacher. He catches it. First down and more. Reeder's going to stop him at about midfield. He still breaks the tackle and gets forward to about the 45-yard line of Hamilton West. Just a little in-slant type pattern to Cam Gritzmacher, and Widmark hit it. And Gritzmacher gets it out to the 45 of Appleton West. Result of the play. First down. pickup of about 19 on the pass and catch. Lumberjacks back to the line. Widmark out of the gun, wants to throw again. Throws a little inside screen this time, but that's going nowhere. Pass was complete to Tony Marquard, but he got wrapped up and dropped as there was no blocking in front of him. It's going to be a loss of one on the play. Second pass completion that has lost yardage here tonight. And our first look, really, this year at Tony Marquard. He hasn't played much at all. He played quite a bit last year as a junior, not so much this year, but got in right there. Widmark is going to hand it off to Becker this time, straight ahead, breaks through and gets out near first down yardage. Going to be a little bit short, I think, as he stumbled down, but he slid through the opening right up the middle and picked up about 10 yards. It's going to be short by about a yard. Call it third down and one. Brennan Becker having a pretty good night so far, which means his blockers are having a pretty good night so far as well. Third down and one. Tight formation again. Widmark under center this time. Quick handoff. This time, not much there, and I don't think he got it. Handoff was to Grady, and he got stood up immediately and really had nowhere to go. Call it no game. And it will be fourth down and one. Lumberjacks will go for it here, I would imagine. Becker's not in there right now. He's on the sideline, and I think he's just going to take a timeout and talk about it, and I believe they will. Yeah, timeout. Lumberjacks will take one as well. 9:41 to play here, first half. East leading 14-0. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9. And we're back here in Appleton. Lumberjacks facing a fourth down and one. They wanted to call a timeout there to get Becker back in the game, and he is back out there. They've got four receivers in the formation, but I've got to believe Becker's getting the football here. Fourth down and one. They do give it to Becker. He breaks the tackle, and he'll fall forward for a first down. They hit him in the backfield, but couldn't wrap him up. And he was able to fall across the 35 to about the 34, and that's going to be enough for a first down. And we'll move the chains. Becker is pretty good at running north and south. He doesn't fool around a lot. Puts his head down, both hands on the ball, straight ahead. First down and 10 for the Lumberjacks at the Appleton West 34-yard line. Widmark out of the gun this time. Wants to throw, straight drop, has time, looking, has all the time in the world. Now he throws, it's going to be caught. And immediately hit was, I believe, Justison. He made the catch over there on the far side inside the 30-yard line. And they're going to mark it at about the 28. But call that a pickup of 6 on the pass and catch. East views this short passing game almost like a running game. Second down and 4. Widmark out of the naked gun. Here comes a blitz. He wants to throw it deep. And Justison, did he make the catch? No, incomplete. Justison with double coverage out there, but Widmark laid it up over the top. And Justison couldn't pull it in the end zone. It'll be third down and about 4. The Terriers brought some pressure that time from the far side. Widmark was able to just get it away. Penalty flag on the play. See what that's about. I haven't seen a signal yet. It's going to be against the Lumberjacks. They're talking to the captains from Appleton West, so that'll back them up. Unless they want to take the play here. And it would bring up a third down and 4. They're going to back them up. So East will get another shot at second down here. It's an illegal motion call. And they will mark off the penalty back to about the 34-yard line. So second down and about 10. East football brought to you in part by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics, or you can call them at 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Widmark was on the sidelines during that discussion by the officials to get some instructions from the coaches. Three receivers left, one right. Widmark's going to hand it off to the Becker. He's got a big hole. Cuts back. First down, yardage and more. Down inside the 25 to about the 21. Pickup of about 14 on the carry for Becker. And it's a first down leverage action at the 21. They have four receivers in the formation, which spreads the field, and that allows Becker to find a seam inside, and he took advantage of it. First and 10. Here comes a blitz. They pick it up. Becker picks it up. Widmark rolls out right, throws, and he throws it away. He had nowhere to go with that one. Good job by Becker picking up that inside blitz and giving Widmark a chance to roll out and throw it away. Eight out of 12 now for Bryce Widmark unofficially. And he faces a second down and 10 here. Then Widmark's going to give it to Becker straight ahead, and he is stacked up. Maybe got a yard, not much more than that. Not much there that time for Brennan Becker. His 15th carry here in the first half. And all have been for positive yardage, something that has been much different. Quickly to the line, the Lumberjacks come. Third down and 9. They're showing blitz again. Widmark back to pass. He throws. He's got a man that's caught. But it's going to be short of the first down at about the 11-yard line. Caught by Tim Nass. And they're going to mark it at about the 11. It's going to be a pickup of 9 on the pass and catch that time. A diving catch by Nass, his third catch of the night. And it's going to be fourth down and 1. And we get an official timeout here. And are they talking about measuring this one? They are going to measure. Fourth down and very short. It looked like when he caught the ball, he was going to be short of the first down, but let's see where they marked it. It is going to be short by about 2 feet, if that, maybe a foot and a half. So fourth down and less than a yard here for the Lumberjacks. The standing is coming into tonight's play. Kakana, D.C. Everest, Appleton West, and Wausau East all looking for their first wins in the Northern Division of the Valley Football Association. Now we're going to get a whistle and a timeout called, I believe, by Appleton West. 7:31 to play here first half. Timeout, 14-0 East. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. 7:31 to play first half. Lumberjacks leading 14-0, and they have a fourth down and 1 on the Appleton West 12-yard line. Becker in the backfield. Widmark's going to take it. Actually, it's Grady in the backfield this time. Widmark's going to take it under center. It's going to be Grady, and he bounces it outside. First down and more, dragging a tackler down near the 6-yard line. There wasn't anything inside, so Matt Grady bounced it outside and took it down to about the 9-yard line, excuse me, the 6-yard line, for a pickup of about 6 on the carry. First down and goal to go for the Lumberjacks from the 6-yard line. Sean Wilson is going to split out wide left this time. Gritzmacher wide right. Widmark wants to throw. He looks. Now he rolls out. Still looking. Still rolling out. Now he throws. He's got a man. It's Gritzmacher. Did he catch it? Did he keep his feet in? No signal. Yes, yes. Touchdown. Catch by Cam Gritzmacher, who came back to the football and caught it near the front pylon and kept his feet in bounds on the far side. And the Lumberjacks lead it 20-0. Widmark bought time by rolling out. They only had two receivers in the formation that time. Wilson to the left, Gritzmacher to the right. And Gritzmacher was covered, but boy, when he has that much time, it's hard for the defenders to keep him covered that long. And Gritzmacher came back for the football near the front pylon and was able to keep his feet in bounds for the touchdown. Widmark for the extra point. It's up, and it is good. 21-0 Lumberjacks. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Tom King back here in Appleton. Lumberjacks getting set to kick off. They lead it 21-0. 6:58 to play here in the first half. Bryce Widmark with two touchdown passes, one to Justison, one to Gritzbacher, and Brennan Becker with a 6-yard touchdown run. Widmark will kick it off. This time it's off the side of his foot, line drive. That's going to go out of bounds. That wasn't a good kick right there. He didn't get that one. Went out of bounds, just took a side turn at about the 10-yard line. Probably have to kick it again here. Or will West just take the football? Looks like they want to just take the football here. So they will take the football at their own 35-yard line. That's an illegal procedure call when you kick it out of bounds. Last week, Kimberly made him re-kick when he did that one time. First and 10, Appleton West. Ethan Herbst is the quarterback, and the sophomore brings the terrors to the line. Wide receivers left and right, eye backfield behind him. Flores is the deep man in the eye. And they want to pass. He bumped into his fullback. The ball is tipped up in the air. Reeder makes the catch, but then he's swarmed under. And the ball is loose. Oh, they're going to call it an incomplete pass. That ball was tipped up in the air. It looked like Reeder caught it, and it looked like he maybe had it long enough. But they're going to call it incomplete as it came out on the ground. That play was messed up right from the start as Herbst bumped into his fullback as he dropped back to pass. Call it second down and 10. Wide receivers left and right. High backfield once again behind Herbst. This time they play action to Flores. He wants to throw. He rolls out, gets away from pressure, throws. It's going to be caught by Reeder, and then he's knocked down, but it's a first down for Appleton West out near midfield. Going to be a pickup of about 12 or 13 on the pass and catch. First completion of the night for Ethan Herbst. And it's a first down for Appleton West. Out at the 48-yard line. East had some pressure that time, but Herbst did a good job of using his speed to get around and buy time to make the throw. They give it to Flores. He's hit immediately, but is able to fall forward for positive yardage in the East territory at about the 48. Pickup of about 4. Flores is able to keep his feet after the initial hit. Sam Romanski finally knocked him down. Second down and 6. For Appleton West. What you don't want to do now is let them march down the field and score before halftime. You've got them on the ropes. Don't want to let them get any momentum going into halftime here. Herbst back to throw. He rolls out left. Looks. Being chased. Now he's going to pull it down and run with the football. He's going to be hit hard short of the first down. Got it to maybe the 45. Maybe got 2 or 3 on that scramble. And it will be third down and about 3 for Appleton West. Ball just shy of the East 45-yard line. Clock moving, 5:21 to play here, first half. Lumberjacks leading here 21-0. And we're going to get a timeout call by Appleton West. They were taking a long time to get that play put together, so they take a timeout. We'll take one as well. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Appleton. The Terriers with the football. Third down and about 4. Herbst under center. High backfield once again. Man in motion. They try a pitch this time. And Flores is going to be nailed, knocked down short of the first down. And getting in there for the hit, I believe, was Sam Romanski. He put a big hit. Also in there was, I believe, Ace of Shine. I think Romanski was the guy who put the big hit on him, and Shine mopped it up. Fourth down, and Appleton West will line up to punt here. Fourth down and four from the East 46. This is a spot where you can think about a fake punt. Got to be aware. Justison will drop back to about his own 11-yard line. Now he steps inside the 10. The snap is there. They're going to fake it. Now Reader will punt. He thought about faking it. It's going to be a high, short punt again. Takes a bounce, and it is going to roll inside the 20 to about the 19-yard line. Reader thought about running with that football and then decided to punt it. I don't know if that was designed or if he just saw some pressure coming in. And East will have it first and 10 on their own 19. A reminder coming up at halftime, Spencer Loomis will have all the scores from tonight's football action around Central Wisconsin, brought to you by the Hearing House, 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Make your house a hearing house. So East comes to the line. Widmark out of the gun, has receivers left and right. Becker behind him. Double wing formation out of the gun. They're going to hand it to Becker. Now he tries to bounce it outside, cuts it back. No, breaks a tackle. Got it out to about the 24. Ran a long way to pick up 5 yards. I think Appleton West got away with an inadvertent face mask right there. As Becker came around the corner, the official was screaming. The back official couldn't see it. 3:48 to play here, first half, clock running. Widmark under center. He wants to throw. It's a quick slant again, and it's caught, I believe. Yes. That's Gritzmacher on the catch. Going to be first down yardage at about the 31-yard line. Diving catch by Gritzmacher. Pickup of about 8. Third catch of the night for Cam Gritzmacher. They move the chains, and the clock will start again. East has 2 timeouts remaining. Widmark out of the gun. They hand it off again to Becker. He's got a hole, and that's quickly closed. He's knocked down at about the 34-yard line, pickup of about 3. Becker's been a workhorse here in the first half. 17 carries for Brennan Becker here in this first half of football. Second down and a long 6, maybe 7 here for East. They're taking a long time to get these plays off, considering they don't huddle up. Widmark out of the gun, wants to throw. Now a screen, flag flies. They complete it to Justice, and he cuts it back. First down and more, and he's going to get it out across midfield to about the 49 of Appleton West, but that's probably coming back. Flag thrown in the backfield. It's probably going to be an illegal formation or illegal motion. It is going to be an illegal motion call against East. That wipes out that big catch and run by Jake Justison. And that'll mark East back. And boy, with that play, they might have set themselves up for being able to put some more points on the board here before halftime, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen now, as that penalty will really back them up. East football is brought to you in part tonight by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Ball will be marked back to the 30-yard line, where it will be second down and 11. Ball just shy of the 30. Widmark out of the gun again. Appleton West showing blitz. East picks it up. Widmark wants to throw deep. Gritzmacher is out there. Can't make the grab along the sparse sideline. Good coverage. And Gritzmacher tried to walk the tightrope again and make the catch. Couldn't do it. And it'll bring up a third down. And 11. .235 to play first half. East has not had to punt in this game yet tonight. Widmark wants to throw. Pump fake. Now he rolls out. He's got time. Looking. He's still looking. Now he throws. He's going to try to get Wilson. That's going to be intercepted. That was a bad decision by Bryce Widmark right there. He didn't have anybody open, so he threw it up into the middle of the field, trying to get it to Sean Wilson. The defender was in front of Wilson and was able to make the interception at the 46-yard line. Second pick of the night for Bryce Widmark. That was just not a good decision right there. He got antsy. He had all the time in the world, but couldn't find anybody open, so he just decided to throw it up to try to get it to Wilson, and it was an easy interception. First and 10, Appleton West at the 46-yard line. They have time to get some points here, and they have one timeout remaining. They've only had a couple of decent plays, though, as far as yardage goes. Haven't been able to do much offensively. Herbst inside, handoff, that breaks through the line. First down yardage down inside the 45 to about the 43. They're going to mark it at the 40. That'll be a pickup of about 14.
First down, third.
And it's a first down. They come to the line again, out of the gun. Herbst. Play action, he wants to throw, rolls out. He's got a man open at the 30-yard line. That's Reeder. He makes the catch. And he's knocked down, but not before he gets down near the 20-yard line. They're going to say he stayed in bounds, or did he get out? They stopped the clock. He got out of bounds at about the 20. Pass and catch from Herbst to Matt Reeder. Picked up 20 yards. And Appleton West in position now to put some points on the board. Just inside the East 20. Herbst out of the gun again. Four receivers in the formation. Flores in motion. Inside handoff. Down inside the 15. Connor Larson on the carry. Picked up maybe four. Aiden Schein made the tackle for the Lumberjacks. Going to bring up a second down and six. Clock is moving, though, down to a minute 24. They only have one timeout remaining. Two receivers left, two to the right. Herbst out of the gun. He wants to throw. He looks, he throws. He's got a man, and it's caught by Flores. He goes out of bounds near the 10-yard line. Going to be a pickup of five. It's going to be short of the first down, I think, depending on where they mark it. It's going to bring up a third down and one. Third down and a yard to go for Appleton West as they try to get some points on the board here before halftime. Lumberjacks lead it 21-0. And now I believe East is going to take a timeout, and they will. They want to talk about this defensive stand here. So they'll take a timeout. We'll keep it right here. East football is brought to you in part by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Worry Bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. And don't forget, coming up at halftime, Spencer Loomis will look at all the scores from tonight's action. That's sponsored by the Hearing House, 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Make your house a hearing house. And a reminder once again that for every point the Lumberjacks score this year, Young's Pharmacy in Wausau and Coons Hearing Center in Skopje will make a donation to the Never Forgotten Honor Flight for each point, $21 so far tonight. They're doing that for both Everest and East for all the points that are scored by the Evergreens and the Lumberjacks this season. All right, the officials calling both teams back out onto the field. A minute 10 to play here in the first half. And Appleton West with their first serious scoring threat of the night. It's third down and one at the East 10-yard line. Once again, they're going to go four receivers in the formation. Connor Larson in the backfield, along with Herbst out of the gun. Man in motion. They're going to hand it off to Larson up the middle. He's got the first down, down near the 4-yard, back to the 6-yard line. Pickup of about five on the carry for Larson. They have that man come in motion, and you don't know if they're going to hand him the ball, or Herbst is going to keep it, or give it to Larson up the middle. And there was a hole there. It's first and goal, Appleton West, from the 6-yard line. Herbst out of the gun again. Wants to throw, rolls right. Looking, now he's being flushed, and he throws. It's going to be incomplete. He couldn't get anything on that throw as his jersey was grabbed. In there putting the pressure on for the Lumberjacks was Aiden Schein and also Marcus Welsh. Sam Ransky getting in there as well. 49 seconds to play in the first half. Second down and goal from the 6. Herbst out of the shotgun again. Rolls left this time. Being rushed. The ball is short hopped again. And once again, that was Romanski, who might have got a hand on that one. And the pass is short, incomplete. So the Lumberjacks have decided to bring pressure here against Herbst and make him make a play under pressure. And Appleton West will take their final timeout here in the first half with 45 seconds on the clock. We'll keep it right here. We look ahead to next week. The Lumberjacks will be back at home next week at Tom Field hosting Appleton East. The other games on the schedule next week, Wausau West playing at Appleton North. That'll be a challenge for the Warriors. Appleton West, the Terriers here, will take on DC Everest on the road next week. And Kakana playing at Kimberly in the 4 games for the Valley Football Association Northern Division. Kimberly, Wausau West, Appleton North, and Appleton East all 1-0 going into tonight's play. So let's see if the Lumberjacks can come up with a couple of more stops here. It's third down and goal from the 6 for the Terriers as they try to get on the board. And the last 2 plays, the Lumberjacks have blitzed. Let's see if they once again bring pressure. The East defense is back out there now. The Terror offense will return. They're going to send out Matt Reeder and Nick Hippus wide left. Flores is split out wide right, along with another receiver in the formation. Out of the gun once again. And Herbst wants to throw. He's being pressured. Throws it against the end zone. Tipped away. Incomplete. Flores was well covered. Back there for the Lumberjacks. Tony Marquardt and also Brennan Becker dropping back into coverage. So we'll bring up a 4th down, and the Terriers are going to take a field goal attempt here. Ball will be marked at about the 13-yard line. Ben Wedengel will attempt the field goal. He's a straight-on kicker. Snap is there, the kick is up, and the kick is good. Appleton West is on the board with 37 seconds remaining here in the first half. A 23-yard field goal for Ben Wedengel. And it's 21-3. We'll keep it right here. So, the inability of East to move the chains and that penalty, which cost them that big catch by Justison, which would have given them a first down, and the ability to, if nothing else, run the rest of the first half out. They throw the interception. And that allowed Appleton West a shorter field. They're able to mark, get it down the field and score here, a field goal with 37 seconds remaining here in the half. So the Lumberjacks will line up here. Not much they can do with 37 seconds and 1 timeout remaining. I think they'll be very satisfied to go in at halftime with a 21-3 lead. 3 touchdowns in the first half for the Lumberjacks. We'll recap all of the scoring and give you the stats at halftime as well. Don't forget Spencer Loomis back in the Fox Sports studios. We'll catch up on all the scores from the other games tonight. That's brought to you by the Hearing House, 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Make your house a hearing house. Here's the kick. It's an outside kick, and it's loose. Who's got it? scramble for the football. Probably changing possessions as we speak down there. And now we get a scramble coming out of the pile. Romanski getting into it with one of the Terrors, and it will be East football at the bottom of the pile. Coming out of there with that onside kick was Jared Benke, 6'1", 190-pound junior on special teams. But now, because of the onside kick, the ball is at midfield. Just shy of midfield with 33 seconds remaining, and with Widmark's leg, they might have a chance to get into field goal range here. First and 10, Lumberjacks just shy of midfield. Widmark out of the gun, man in motion. They're going to hand it off, though, and Becker's going nowhere. Thrown in the backfield for a loss. That's his first run of the night that loses yardage, a loss of about 2 on the carry for Becker. And it will be second down and 12, and they're just going to let the clock run out here for the first half. Down to 5 seconds, and they will just let it expire. So the first half is in the books, and the Lumberjacks lead it here by a score of 21-3. We'll take a timeout, come back with more. You're listening to Lumberjack Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.